Every day, we are confronted by circumstances that bring tension into our life. Whether we're driving down the highway, whether we're having a relationship with a friend, or anything at all. Tension is one of the greatest problems that face us in our life. And the reason that tension is a great problem that faces us in our life is that we have not learned to be at peace. We have not learned to say, tension, be gone. We have not learned to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order. We have not learned to do this, and we can. Do you want to enjoy life? Do you want to enjoy a peaceful life? Do you want to enjoy harmony no matter what takes place in your world? No matter what things might happen in your world to cause you tension? Would you like to be at peace? And of course, the answer for all of us is we'd like to be at peace. We'd like to be totally relaxed, totally without tension, totally without all of the problems that come into our life. Now, we are faced with the opportunity of tension. This is the greatest killer of all human beings on the face of the earth, the tension. We have to learn to relax. Some animals, they are able to pretend that they're dead, and then they're untouched by their predator. On the battlefield, soldiers have blackouts. They have pretending that they're dead. Their body just forces them to go unconscious for a while. And the armies pass them by. And when the battle is over, they get up and go their way. Now, they were not running away from the responsibility of being a soldier on the battlefield. They were going into a center of peace in the middle of all the confusion. And you say, well, that's running away from responsibility. Well, if you want to say that, you can. But our mind, our body, our very being wants to put us at peace. And when we become unconscious, the tensions have gone from us because they are physical, mental tensions. And they are no longer impressing themselves upon us. The art of meditation and the art of listening within helps us to release the tensions that are in and around us. When we take the time to just be relaxed, when we take the time to just say, I am peace, when we take the time to say, if I allow tension to control my life, to control my thoughts, to control my experiences, then I am making the next step of death. Now, do I want to die? Maybe I want to die to escape all of the confusion in my life. And if that's what I want to do, well then, tension is a good way to bring it about. But if you want to live, and this is what we really want to do, if you want to live, if you want to live every day of your life in relaxation, in peace, if you want to live every day of your life in charge of yourself, holding thoughts of love, unconditional love for every person on the face of the earth, regardless of what they have caused tension in your life. No matter what kind of tension they cause in your life, no matter what they do to bring tension, you just unconditionally love them because that's your nature. You become unconscious to all those things that would distress you. And you become conscious of peace. You become conscious of gentleness. you become conscious of all that which is divine and good. We have that privilege, we have that opportunity, we have that choice of establishing for ourselves how we're going to live in peace. How we're going to live in peace in a world that has confusion in it. How we're going to live in a world in the now. In a world in the now of peace and harmony and love and goodness, how are we going to do that? We're going to do that by being still. We have the statement, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. The great teachers have taught us this. The great spiritual leaders have taught us this. The masters have taught us this. And we know this. And we know this. We know that when we can relax a person, when we can relax ourselves and let the tension be gone, we feel peace. We feel all is right with our world. We feel all is good. And when we feel all is good, we feel that we are wonderful, beautiful beings. Can we definitely, specifically, every time, bring peace into our heart whenever there's tension? And when there's tension, it's the most difficult to bring peace into our heart. So the thing to do is to bring peace into our heart when we are not tense, when we are not going through moments of confusion. We bring peace into our heart and we say, I am peace. I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I surround everyone in my world with my pure white light of love. I am gentle. I am kind. I am peaceful. And as we say these things to and about ourselves, we are peaceful, gentle, loving. The tension just fades away from our being. The tension no longer has any power to destroy us. We just let it go. I am peace. I am peace. All is in divine order. I am peace. We make these affirmations of truth about ourselves, not because we want them to be there, but we want to recognize that they are there. We recognize that they are there and always were there. And we say, I am peace. It's not because we want it to be there. It's just that it is there, but we didn't recognize it. Peace is in our world. Love is in our world. Joy is in our world. And no matter what happens in our world, if we can hold ourselves in peace, in love, in joy, in harmony, if we can do that, we have done what we have come here for. We love our neighbor. We love our neighbors and we see in our neighbors peace and love and joy. We love our neighbors like we love ourselves. And when we love ourselves with absolute peace and harmony, then we love our neighbors with absolute peace and harmony. And then we love all the world with absolute peace and harmony. And then no matter what confusion goes on around us, we are relaxed and at peace. We are no longer under the control of an outer world. We are in control of an inner world, an inner peace, an inner love, an inner joy that makes our life so fulfilling, so rewarding, so peaceful, so harmonious, that tension no longer is in our life. True, true, true. Tension is no longer in our life when we do not give it attention. The only things that are in our life are what we give attention. We give attention to peace on earth. We give attention to peace in our heart. We give attention to peace everywhere. And that peace that we give attention to is a peace of infinite love, a peace of infinite caring. We love ourselves. We love our world. We love all. And without any judgment, we love all. Without any possession, we love all. Without any expectation from another, we love all. Because we are the giver of the love, and we are the receiver of our love. And no other love matters on the face of the earth except our love. And so, as we share our love with ourselves and with our neighbors and our friends and our family and our world, our love returns to us a millionfold. And our love shines forth in our life as peace, a peace that passes all understanding. And how wonderful it is. Today, let tension be gone from your life by turning your attention to the peace that is within you, to the love that is within you, and turn this love and this peace that is within you on all in your world, and see them peaceful and loving. See them one with all. And as you do that, you will enjoy the most peaceful, loving life, free of conflict, free of tension, free of anything that might despoil the beauty of who you are. Let go and let God. Let go and say, I am God. Let go and be the divine that we all are. We were created divine, and we live divine. And we call that forth in every moment of our life. For that is the truth about us. That is the reality about us. And nothing else matters. I like me, I like me, I like me. I am peace. All is in divine order, and all is love now. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.